So this is so important because when in a call, your job is for that person to understand how valuable this is. You're not convincing anyone. You're informing them of the possibility. What is it, fam? This is your host, May Bernilio, and welcome to the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for social media managers and service providers who want to grow a profitable online business. This is a space where you learn how to sign clients, bring in more income, and make more impact. All these without complicated tech or complex funnels. Instead, we'll go with simple yet powerful methods that you can use right now. Over the past years, I've grown from charging $2 per hour into growing my flagship program, helping service providers hit $5,000 to $10,000 cash months, all through socials. Social media can change your life if done right. And I am here to share with you the best lessons I've learned in this journey in hopes that it can help yours too. Let's get into the goods of today's podcast. So today we're going to talk about your conversion method, which is a sales or a discovery call. So before going to discovery call, there are two ways. Some of you might already know about it. It can either be DMs or you're just DMs, meaning you're selling through the DMs and you're skipping the discovery call and you're just going directly to the sale, or you're doing the discovery call and then you're going to the sale. So some of you have been signing clients via DM. Some of you have been signing clients via sales call. Either way is fine. If you think you are strong in a sales call, then we'll definitely leverage that. If you think you could use some help. But the real thing is that many of these people are already sold. If you do your pre-qualification, many of these people are already sold prior to getting into your sales call. If we do the pre-qualification right, it's done. For us right now, we do everything via DMs just because we don't have the bandwidth. I mean, it's just really a company decision to not do it anymore. So what we do is we funnel in a ton of people from here, implementing what I told you to be engagement to SVC without the nurture in between. Especially when we don't do this, we double down on everything because we want to make sure that a person gets into this and they are what I call ripe. They're ready. It's the now buyer. Okay, so what we're doing today is we're just going to zoom in on sales or discovery call. All right, so we're just going to go through the full flow of our strategy today, making sure we master that, making sure we get comfortable. A few of the things, well, what are the problems? The problems are we get into a strategy call or a discovery call or a sales call and we are very, very nervous, okay? When we are nervous, we lose our positioning. It means that in an audition of Simon Cowell and an American Idol auditionee, you become the auditionee. We feel like we're in a job interview. We often forget that in this conversation between you and another person, it is you who is the expert and the other person is the one who is in need. Now, for you to understand, this is very important. When we did this with Karen, that is one of the catalysts that turned her business upside down. That is now thriving. We did have a few resistance and getting used to it, because the normal scenario is you get in a call, you become like an auditionee, you become like a job applicant of like, I hope this client takes in my offer. I hope this client likes me, so the client hires me. I hope he or she does not negotiate. There is a lot of hope in it. Okay. This happens when we are not taking control the moment we start the call, not counting the moment that we start the conversation. So a lot of the impression of a person is built prior to the call, but the confirmation, the big opportunity to build the trust in between happens through the call. When we have a weak positioning, we lose the leading of the call. So we're not leading it. It means that we're answering instead of questioning. Okay. So always remember, you are not an applicant. In this conversation, the person may be having the money, but you have the expertise that will help them make sense of that money that they have. Because to be someone who's hiring another person, it is extremely difficult to find someone who is an expert, who knows what they do, who is not just a VA following what is being asked of them, to find an expert who will really take the lead. And that is what will make you special, is when you know you have a niche, you have a signature offer, you know your expertise. And when you get hired, you know exactly what you're going to do in comparison to this person looking for, you know, help, and then swimming through hundreds and hundreds of applicants, not knowing, you know, who is the right person, who can I rely on to? Because you have to think of this as the mentality of someone who's hiring. I need someone who can function in my team with less supervision. Because one of the biggest struggles of, you know, being an entrepreneur and obviously hiring people is this person going to live up to the role? Is this person going to be able to deliver the role? Do I have to spend tons and tons of time to train this person? Okay. But you as an expert, that's why this is so important when we choose the niche and we know exactly what we offer, because you can be the expert. Okay. So you take the positioning right in front at the start of the call. What happens is when we have weak positioning, we are not leading the call. The value is not realized. Meaning you can bring a lot in the table, but people do not understand that. What happens is when they don't realize the value, any price you attach into something is expensive. Does that make sense? Anything with a value not realized is expensive. Anything that you know the return of investment is an investment. So this is so important, because when in a call, your job is for that person to understand how valuable this is. You're not convincing anyone. You're informing them of the possibility. And when that possibility is clear to them, that this is what I get by hiring you, you become an investment. If we're not able to make people realize how important it is to be supported by you, any price tag you attach into something, be that a dollar or $1,000, is an expense. Anything with a value not realized is an expense, right? So we don't want that. And we don't want you to be forgettable in one of the many sales calls. Not a lot of people in the industry take the lead of the call the way one should. Many coaches, they do. But social media managers, done-for-you service providers, so many of you guys are not taking the lead of a call. I don't want any OBS person to fall into that trap. Okay, what are the benefits? Well, one, your prospects, the lead becomes the auditionee instead of you. You become the judge, right? What does that mean? You select the people who are able to work with you, who are allowed to work with you if they fit the criteria of you, of the help that you provide, which means it's not always a yes. Sometimes it is a no. Sometimes it is, oh, you're looking for someone who is like this. I may not be the best person for you. Why do we say no? Because we save that space for someone who understands the value and who's willing to pay premium. Someone who understands the value will be able to pay premium. And if they're not able, they will find a way because they know the value. So your job is not to sell. Your job is to inform. And we do that smartly. Then with that being said, people understanding the value will be willing and happy to pay for what you offer because they know the big return. Lastly, the goal for us technically is to increase your conversion rate. Reduce the number of people that is, you know, unqualified. Does this make sense? We're going to go through this script now. Okay. Pre-qualification, you are dedicating your time for these calls because you are aiming to sign a client. Obviously, it is not a secret. It is not like a charity of you offering strategy calls and sales calls just to offer strategy calls. Whoever is going through this with you would know that you'll be selling, and there's no shame in that. So there are two ways, right? It can be a discovery call or it's just a sales call. A strategy call is something that we use as a lead magnet. We use it as a freebie. We use it as a way to showcase the expertise. So a person might not be really interested in getting supported, but that person might be interested in seeing what is a potential strategy, right? So you have less expectation with this because not many times when you're offering strategy call, people will go there for the freebie, which you offered in the first place. So it's fine, but there is a specific way of taking that flow forward so that you're able to transition from, okay, here's our strategy into, by the way, here's how I can help you. On the other hand, if it is not a strategy call, which is a freebie, it is a discovery call / a strategic sales call wherein there is already an interest to work with you. So that is the difference. So if it is a strategy call, it is a freebie. We can do that via the very first step of lead generation, okay? Or through the DMs. You can ask a few questions in DMs before getting them the link to book. So this is pre-qualification. And by specifying it on your Instagram bio or wherever you decide to post the link, you will be clear with who the call is for. So this is when we are talking about a strategy call. It is a freebie, right? It's something that you offer people. In my opinion, many of the students that we have, many of the learners we have inside OBS are social media managers. The thing is, if you're a social media manager, the people are hiring you for a reason. And the reason is because they're busy. Same with podcast managers, virtual assistant, anything that is done for you, people are hiring you because they want you to do it for them. Why? Because they are busy. And to offer a strategy call to someone who's busy might not be the best solution of all. Knowing in your mind that people will be, it's a done for you. They want you to do it for them. So many people, they use a strategy call as a lead magnet. Many of them are coaches. I wouldn't say this is the best for you. There are other lead magnets that you can do. Okay. So with that being said, it's either one, a strategy call versus a discovery call or a sales call. In this form, in this script, we have one that is meant for a strategy call. There are the differences, and one meant for a discovery call. So intention is a call between you and a potential customer. The roles are clear. They want to get a freebie. You want to show your expertise. You want to sell to them. Nothing wrong with it. It's important to acknowledge that at the start. The clearer it is, the better. The goal is you get to know the prospect. The prospect sees your expertise. You invite the prospect to work with you. If they are seeking for help, strategy call, they might not be necessarily seeking for help and to be supported via a paid service. Discovery call, they have the intention to work with you. Okay. Part one, building the rapport and setting expectations. This is a part where so many people take a lot of time. And we're now talking about the pets and the weather. And when are you going to go to this place? And that, you don't need more than 30 seconds for this. I would say, hey, Rana, glad to have you on call today. How are you? Hey, I'm good. How are you? Doing amazing. Okay, so I'm excited to have this as the most valuable 30 minutes of our time. Our intention is very clear. I'm going to ask a few questions. You're going to give me the answers. Based on that, we will see what's happening in the back end of your business. And then from there, we'll go a little brainstorm and have some actionable steps that you can walk away with. Is that cool with you? Strategy call versus discovery call. So there's all strategy call. There's no intention really to sign with you. You're going to have to transition. Discovery call, the intention is to know how you can serve them. So we spend 30 seconds or less for the first part. And then we go directly to the intention of this call. This is the first part of leading the call. Otherwise, if then they start, I've been into a ton of strategy calls with potential support, social media manager, VA, graphics designer, etc., wherein I had to lead the call. Shouldn't be the case because I'm the client. I'm the potential client. So you should be leading me in the call, okay? This is the first part of leading. Hey, Rix, I'm so excited to make this most valuable 30 minutes of our time. How I usually approach calls like this is I'm just going to ask a few questions to know more about what's happening in the back end of your business. And then we'll do a little brainstorm to have actionable steps that you can walk away with. You cool with that? And then if you need more help, we can talk about how it looks like to receive more support from me. Sounds good to you? Remember, when it's a strategy call, you have to transition to selling. So now you're asking for the permission to transition to selling. It's not a surprise later on at the end of the call. If it is a discovery call and they're really here to find out about your services, this is one of the most important authoritative part of this call. If it looks like I'm the support that you need, we'll talk about how it looks like to work together. But if I'm not, I'm going to clearly and politely tell you that, and I'll point you to the best direction. Does that sound good with you? Let's just have this as a strategy call. The rest is similar for strategy and discovery. And then the difference again is at the end of it. Okay. Important to set the tone and be directive from the start. Definitely. So this is you setting your authority. Yes, do this. Part two, current situation. What does it look like in the back end? Right. You're literally just looking at what's currently happening. Okay. And that could look like this. What does it look like in the back end of your business right now? How is your social media flow looking currently? How does your social media process looks currently? The person says, actually, I'm just really hitting and missing it. I'm not sure. You know, sometimes when I like to post, I post, blah, blah, blah. Repetition. What I hear you saying is, you know how to create posts, but it gets overwhelming when you're serving clients. That's what's causing the inconsistency, right? Is that right? Yes, that's right. So you're reconfirming, repeating to the person what he or she said. Now, goal situation. Okay, got it. If that's how it currently is. Obviously, you're going to insert here if there's anything that you need to know more, but this is something that you can already take with you and just follow using the script, prospect response. Well, how I'd like it to be is I'd like it to be smooth and consistent. I'd like it to be bringing in leads and engaging the people that are in my funnel. And so that when I launch my program, people will sign up, blah, blah, blah. Absolutely. That is a bigger goal of almost every entrepreneur. I hear that a lot from my potential clients. I see what the goal is, Ms. Client. I'd like to ask, what's holding you back from getting those results? What do you think is missing or broken? Person response. So we now have current situation, goal situation. Now, the reason why people need a service, the reason why people need help, because if the world is perfect, nobody needs help. We talk about the missing or broken link. We talk about the problem. Why are you in this call right now? What help do you need? Understood. So where the gap is blank. Reiterate the process that the person mentioned, because here I see if the goal is this, what's holding you back from getting those results? What do you think is missing? Person talks about what's missing or broken. Okay, understood. So what you're saying is blah, 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 what the person just mentioned before. So what have you observed in this process so far? In this process, now we have done 2/3 of the whole sales script. What have you observed in that flow? Everything up to this point, they're all input from the client. You've not said anything yet. You've not mentioned anything. You're not coaching. You're not strategizing. You're literally just asking questions. And all of the input we have up until this point comes from the client because they are the ones with a problem. And you're seeing if that problem is something that you can help with. Because if the answer is yes, you're going to talk about how to help this client. If the answer is no, you're going to tell them that you're not the right fit for them. You're going to point them into the right direction. So every step is really just taking them through what is currently happening. What do you want? What is missing or broken? This is you becoming your Simon Cowell self and pre-qualifying them further after pre-qualifying them on DMs. Now, if the person is a fit, obviously you're going to go on a brainstorm. If the person is not a fit, if it makes you feel bad, do not give the person anything, then you can brainstorm slightly, but you'll be very clear that you might not be the best person for this prospect or client. All right, got it. Thank you for sharing. Let's go for a quick brainstorm and come up with a few actionable steps that perhaps you can take and implement if you'd like. Is that all right? Okay, the person says, yeah, cool. But remember, if it is a discovery call, there is no brainstorm part, right? Because a discovery call is a discovery call because a person wants to hop in to see if you guys are a fit. So there's no need to brainstorm when it's a discovery call. This part then just becomes, okay, here's what I do for my clients. I think from what you've mentioned, from what you told me, I think I'm going to be able to help you because as a workflow specialist, what you've explained is actually something that many of my clients face. Okay. So if it's a strategy call, got it. Thanks for sharing. Let's go to a quick brainstorm and come up with a few actionable steps you can walk away with. If it is a discovery call, thanks for sharing that with me. What you've explained is something that I actually help many of my clients. We have a few things that we can do, but here's how I can help you. All right. So strategy call, brainstorm. If it is a discovery call, then tell them how you can help them directly. Okay. So if it is a strategy call, you pin down a few quick win strategies. Maybe you can give them 3 bullet points of, okay, if this is the problem and this is where you want to go and this is the broken link, here's something you can do. 1, instead of coming up with new things every single day, what you can do is make content pillars. 2, you can just repurpose some of the things from your coaching call or whatever it is that you're doing so that you're not creating new content. 3, batch your content. So here are a few things that you can actually do if you're brainstorming, giving them tips. That is what you say. 3, quick win advice. If you are a discovery call, then you're going to be talking about how you can help them. Is the distinction clear to you guys, right? Your job is done. You made them understand how valuable this is. So if you notice, we're talking about current situation, goal situation, and what's missing or broken because the gap is here. From where you want to be and what you're actually doing right now, what's missing or broken is the gap. Why they need you. That's what we ended with step 4, missing or broken link. Because when there's a problem, there's a need for a solution. I hope you had an amazing time. Thank you guys. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for action takers who are ready to turn their goals into reality. If you found value in this and would like to work closely with me and my team and learn how to sign premium clients online, here's what you have to do. Go to my Instagram at Make It Happen, that is spelled as at M-A-E-K-I-T Happen, and send me a DM with the word OBS. That's letter O-B-S. My aim is to help social media managers and service providers turn your skills into an actual profitable business. We will teach you the strategies, the steps, and the tools that you need so you can be consistent in getting high-quality clients and serve them with confidence. Again, head over to my Instagram at Make It Happen and DM me the word OBS, and we will have a quick chat to see whether or not I can help you scale online. All right, I'll speak with you soon. And don't forget, we have one life. Live it to your best today. Bye.